I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea, just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC, copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time for Inside Hollywood. I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, entertainment presenter and producer. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Well, this is an exciting slot today.
Yeah, well, it's prompted by the success of Anora, which is tipped for Oscar glory.
It is indeed. And I think what's exciting about the Oscars this year, they kick off on Monday. If you want to stay up all through the night like I do, which is a bit nuts, but I really love watching it every year, is that this year is kind of peppered with lots of incredible indie movies. And I think it's because the Independent Spirit Awards, people don't really know much about it, but it's kind of bunched in there in award season. And it started in 1984 with all these incredible kind of indie powerhouses. And it's specific to that. But now with the political climate change, a lot of voters and other have decided to amalgamate in the Oscars. So therefore, a lot of indie movies pull through. Anora being one of them, which is an incredible movie if you haven't seen it. And of course, she won a award there recently, a BAFTA. And I think it kind of shocked everybody because it's come out of nowhere. And this is going to be the most unpredictable Oscars I haven't seen in a long, long time. So, yeah, Monday's
going to
be
exciting.
And
Mikey Madison is hotly tipped, isn't she?
She's hotly tipped. And, you know, you kind of think, well, Demi Moore, you know, again, another slightly indie movie from the Coppola family. I think it's going to be an interesting one because low-budget films, they don't usually make a splash at awards season. But there's loads of beautiful indie gems over the years that people would, I think, like to hear more about.
Dallas Buyers Club, I remember that vividly. That was a low budget movie.
That was a low budget movie. And I suppose I'm going to be talking a little bit of figures here, high octane numbers. 5 million. When people hear that, they think, God, that's a lot of money. But it really isn't for a film when you think of everyone that has to be paid, from the production staff to the catering, transport, you know, hair and makeup, you name it. And of course, the actors themselves. 5 million. Matthew McConaughey, didn't take too much for that. But it earned multiple Oscars, including Best Actor for him as well. And Nomadland, another great movie, only 5 million took home Best Picture. So it can be done.
But we're going back to 1976 for one of the greatest low-budget films of all time.
Now, I know everyone's going to be excited about this one. Rocky, yeah. One of the greatest low-budget films, as you rightly said, of all time. Now, it isn't just a film. I think it's a symbol of perseverance, both on and off the screen. It had a micro-budget back then in 1976. I had thought it was 1 million, but actually when I listened to a lot of the clips from Sly Stallone, which we're going to hear shortly, it was actually made for sub 1 million, which back then is impossible
to
do. Peanuts. Global phenomenon, earning 225 million at the box office, winning Best Picture at the Oscars, beating out massive films such as All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, and Best Picture Oscar. Now, there's been great footage if you want to go and have a route around Sly Stallone talking about when Robert De Niro was shocked that he didn't win for Taxi Driver in that year. And of course, the picture didn't win. But it's the ultimate underdog story. And Sylvester Stallone was an unknown actor at the time. He was trying to make ends meet when he wrote it. He wrote it in 3.5 days and he was offered, I think it was about $250,000 for the script, but refused.
They didn't want
to sell
him.
They didn't want him. They didn't know who he was.
He wanted to act in it. and they didn't want him, and they tried other people who all said no.
Yeah, big names, which I think he actually mentions in the clip. But, you know, the thing about this is that he was more of an extra. He was an atmosphere actor, as they would call in the United States. So he decided he wanted to make this movie. He wanted to write something that he could star in, which is very clever. And he wouldn't let it go. The poor man actually had to sell his dog in order to make this movie. But he bought his dog back.
Okay, so let's hear. Who was he talking to?
Well, one of my favourites. This is the reason I really love film and got into film criticism is, of course, the late, great Barry Norman. I used to watch the show religiously. So here's Sly Stallone talking on the Barry Norman show in 1977, just before after the picture, was released, about being broke and the idea that he wouldn't star in Rocky the movie.
This podcast is brought to you by AT&T Fiber with AllFi. Whether you're into watching horror movies from your basement, sports from your backyard, or trashy reality shows from inside your car that's parked all the way down the driveway so no one in your family judges you, AT&T Fiber with AllFi is the best way to watch whatever you want from wherever you are. So get AT&T Fiber with AllFi and add some Wi-Fi square footage to your house. Limited availability in select areas. Go to att.com/hypergate to check eligibility. Coverage requires extenders at additional charge.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Wrote for himself.
You know, when these big Wheeler dealers got hold of your script and they were told that Sylvester Stallone wanted to star in it, they must have said, who?
Or what?
Or what, yes. Yeah. How did you sell yourself to them?
Usually it's the old syndrome of knocking on the windows, pestering them, pressing my face in the door, honking their horn in the driveway. In other words, making a real pain in the neck out of myself. And slowly they began to see, well, perhaps he's got something. They first showed it to Jimmy Caan, and then Burt Reynolds and Ryan O'Neill and Gene Hackman and Robert Redford, and they showed it to all these people. But I kept saying, I work a lot cheaper and a lot harder and for a lot longer. And also, I think that they were taken up with kind of like the pioneer spirit of it. It's a small movie. It was made for like 1/10 or 1/15 of what they pay, say, a James Bond movie or a Pink Panther.
It cost about $1 million, in fact.
Well, it came in at $960,000, which is what a good toothpaste commercial cost in the United States, really.
When you first went along with your script, I mean, they liked the script, but they were so desperate not to have you that they kept offering you increasingly large sums of money to go away, didn't they?
Right, it went up to about $265,000.
Not to appear in the film.
Right, to stay away, to get off my lawn, boy. But what they didn't count on is when a person hasn't had that type of money, they really don't miss it. In other words, if you haven't ridden in a Rolls Royce, you don't mind bouncing around in a Volkswagen. You don't have that frame of reference. But more than that, I knew that if I sold it, even for $500,000, I knew that after the money was gone, I would become very bitter for having sold out, because my one love was to at least fail on my own terms. I wanted to see if I could act, because all these bit parts that you're talking about, you really couldn't say this kid had talent or he was just a big fake.
Interesting that, isn't
it? Oh, it's a good clip.
Paying him to go away.
Brilliant interview, you know, as well. And people have asked me, you know, was he really that broke? Yes, he was sleeping in bus stations because he wanted to get this film made. That's dedication and determination.
Moving up to 1999 and the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, because, you know, we're speaking about award season and how indie movies, you know, can make a big punch. And I'm sure there's loads of young and all age group filmmakers out there that are thinking, you know, how do I make my first movie? And when I did an interview with Jim Sheridan not that long ago, he said, all you need is an iPhone. You just can get out there and make a movie. And you think to yourself, no Oscar-nominated actor or director, excuse me, multiple times is going to say that, but it's true. And here's a perfect example of it. The budget was $60,000, which I don't know what that is in euro, but it made $250 million worldwide and won at the Independent Spirit Awards, which I just spoke about there earlier. It was a cultural phenomenon because it was made with a camera or two cameras, some actors unknown and an unknown director, and away they went into the woods. You don't see anything, nothing's revealed. It's a bit like Jaws. You don't see You don't see the shark
or
the monster.
Your imagination does the work.
Your imagination does the work. And it was a modern found footage horror genre, inspiring kind of films like Paranormal Activity, but a real documentary feel. And of course, if you've seen it, it's terrifying. I even watched the clip there the other night and I was like, oh, how did they make that so good? You see nothing, but it is iconic. And imagine grossing 4,000 times the budget that you made for it. That's incredible, isn't it?
You have a clip.
I do have a clip. This is the bit where I suppose many people know there's a little bit of cursing in it. I think we beeped it out. But again, people are scared. They're in the woods. They don't know what's happening. But this little tiny legendary film kind of captures it all.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even see these, man.
That's it, Heather. Heather, you got enough, man. Let's go.
That's enough.
Stop taping. Enough. Please stop taping.
Okay. Okay. We're leaving right now. No. Okay. We're out of here. I'm leaving. Well, you can't
help!
Laugh in the creek either.
Help! Please help us! Help us!
This is not the way to get out of here.
F-
I think it's safe to say at this point that we're lost. I don't know what to do.
Okay, yeah, you can hear the scariness just in that audio clip.
And it's all acting done on cameras. Now you can do it on your iPhone. So
now there were other movies, Moonlight, very cheap indie movie that eventually got the Oscar after a bit of a mix-up.
It did, you know, the famous Oscar mix-up. So Moonlight, 2016, you know, obviously, again, another really staple, ground-making cinematic kind of achievement. Not only the powerful storytelling, but also the way it defined industry norms. It made, I think it made back, was it 8 times its budget? But anyways, made for $1.5 million and went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. So filmed in just 25 days. I mean, this is the thing. I suppose I'm trying to encourage people who are filmmakers, you know, get out there, your movies. You know?
I'm looking at some of the others on the list. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974, budget $140,000. Primer, 2004, budget $7,000.
Yeah.
El Mariachi, the same budget, $7,000.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to one that we all know and love. And let's hear the clip first.
Hi. Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done.
What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Oh, idiot.
Napoleon Dynamite on a budget of $400,000.
Yeah, quirky kind of comedy, you know. It became a sleeper hit and, of course, now a cult classic. So turning stars like John Heder into household names.
Finally, one very close to home.
I'm not doing that. I'll leak out myself.
He's hurt. Look, they're helping him off.
What'll they do now? Bring on a substitute.
It's the act, lads. Watch. That's what you've got to measure up to, lads.
Do you not think,
what?
Well, like, maybe we're a little white for that kind of thing.
Do you not get it, lads? The Irish are the blacks of Europe. And Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland. And the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a month since my last confession. I've been with this band, and there's been a lot of cursing and blasphemy. And I've been neglecting my exams. And it's these 3 girls with the band. I've had lustful thoughts about all of them. And when I studied, I used to sing hymns. Now I'm always humming When a Man Loves a Woman by Marvin Gaye.
Percy Sledge.
Huh?
It was Percy Sledge to that particular song. I have the album.
Very funny. The commitments, of course. Yeah. How much did that cost to make?
Budget in that is just over the million threshold. A classic film. I mean, I'm sure you remember the buzz when it came out in 1991.
Absolutely. The Roddy Doyle book, which became a brilliant movie. In Bruges, another one with an Irish flavour,
yes,
1.5 million.
1.5 million, yeah. Colin in that helm, of course, scooping up the awards at the moment. Congratulations to him. This earned him widespread critical acclaim, but also I think just the movie itself, kind of British-Irish dark comedy, was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So get out your iPhone, start making movies, and it could be you.
It could be you
Lisa
next year
Cannon,
at the Oscars.
Producer and presenter, thank you very much
joining
us.
Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.